Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present The Three-Day Affair by Michael Cardos. Read by Ray Chase. Original material copyright 2012 by Michael Cardos. Recording copyright 2012 by Highbridge Company. And recorded by arrangement with the Mysterious Press, an imprint of Grove Atlantic Inc. Prologue. 6 years ago, my band's bassist was shot dead in a New York nightclub. Her name was Gwen Dalton, and she'd only been with the band a few months when she was killed. Our original bassist, Andy, had surprised us all when he decided to move to Los Angeles with his girlfriend. We were annoyed that he would leave New York just when the band was finally creating a stir. High Noon had been together for 5 years, and we'd worked hard to build up a following. We were finally packing the Wetlands and CBGB, and a small indie record label was talking to us about recording a CD. "So how can you leave us now?" we asked him. "How can you do that to us?" "I'm doing it for love," he explained. "And how do you argue with that?" We held auditions at Fred McPhee's apartment in the East Village. Fred was the band's guitarist and lead vocalist. I was the drummer. We'd already heard half a dozen players stumble their way through our songs when Gwen showed up. In all the years I'd played in rock groups, starting at the age of 14, I hadn't ever been bandmates with a woman before, and for a brief moment I was doubtful. Then Gwen lifted the instrument out of its case, and I saw that it was a custom-made six-string Federa, $4,000 easy. As she tuned up, her fingers ran nimbly up and down the fretboard. Underneath her spiky hair and pink lipstick was a delicate face.